The SoCal Sound Sessions only exist because listeners like you support independent, member-powered radio. If these performances have introduced you to new artists or brought you closer to the music you love, please consider becoming a donating member. Your support helps keep our studio lights on, our cameras rolling, and these sessions alive. Donate today at thesocalsound.org. Every gift helps us continue showcasing the artists that make Southern California's music scene shine. The SoCal Sound, community amplified.
All right, here we go. We're live. I'm Nick Harcourt, hanging out in studio this morning, or this afternoon now, I guess. I've lost track of time. I was here earlier on today. In studio, we got Jack Johnson with a few friends. Jack, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Nick. Appreciate it.
Good to see you. First thing I want to say is this is the first time I've seen you in 22 years, and I don't know if you got a Dorian Gray picture somewhere stashed up there in Santa Barbara, but you look exactly the same. You're looking good, man.
Hey, you too. You look great. It's fun to be on here. You're a hero, and now you've become a friend over the years, and I'm really stoked to be with you, Nick.
I'm so happy to see you, and introduce everybody in studio with you before you play some music.
Yeah, this is... Some friends and heroes in here too. I got Estefan and Alejandro Gutierrez. Been fans of theirs for a while. We got to meet a few months back and we're jamming some music. And then a longtime old friend, G Love over here, Garrett Dutton. And we all became a new little power group about two hours ago. No, we started playing music yesterday together. We kind of learned a bunch of songs and we're excited to kind of play them all together.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the music. We're going to talk a little bit about the new documentary, Surf Film Music. And we're going to talk about a tour that's coming up next year as well. But why don't we just start with the music? I know you're going to play a couple of songs for us first. What do you got lined up?
Yeah, let's start out. We're going to start out with the one that connected Garrett and I. We went for a surf one day. We came in, played a few songs together. This is one of the first songs we ever played together. And we ended up in the studio a few days later, cutting this track. It goes like this.
Sweeping the floors, open up the doors, yeah, turn on the lights, getting ready for the night. Nobody's romantic cause it's too early for dancing, but here comes the music. Bright lights flashing, the cover up, you like it. So many people, so many problems, so many reasons to buy another round. Check it down, just another night on the town. With the big man, money man, better than the other man. He got the plan with the $1 million, give a damn. When nobody understand, he'll become a smaller man. The bright lights keep flashing, women keep on dancing with the clowns. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pick me up when I'm down, yeah, yeah. The rodeo clowns, yeah, yeah. Pick me up when I'm down, yeah, yeah. The disco ball spinning, all the music and the women. The shots of tequila, man, they say that they need you. What they really need, it's just a little room to breathe. A teeny bopping disco queen, she barely understands her dreams are better, but her friends are all the type of thing. Surround her could change, but the thing that is strange, the changes occur, and now she's just about to hurt. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought that you heard. Yeah, yeah. Changes occurred. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's a part of the hurt. Yeah, yeah. Lights out, shut down, late night, wet ground. You walk by, look at him, but he can't look at you, yeah. You might feel pity, but he only feels the ground. Cause you understand moves, but it only knows let down. By the corner, there's another one, reaching out a hand, coming from a broken man. Well, you try to live, but he's done trying. Not dead, but definitely dying. With the rest of the clowns, yeah, yeah. Mm-mm-mm. With the rest of the clowns, yeah.
You see, right? Yeah, take care.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pick me up when I'm down.
Yeah, yeah.
Outro.
sweeping the floors, open up the doors, yeah, turn on the lights, getting ready for the night. Nobody's romantic cause it's too early for dancing, but here comes the music.
Nice one. All right. Try one of your guys. This is Cirque de T.
Superstitions, there may be, you see the signs. But Lord knows that this world is cruel, and I ain't the Lord, no, I'm just a fool. Learning loving somebody don't make them love you. Must I always be waiting, waiting on you? Must I always be playing, playing your fool? Sing your songs, I dance your dance, and I gave your friends all a chance. Putting up with them wasn't worth never having you. But baby, you've been through this before, now's my first time. Please ignore the next few lines, cause they're directed at you. No, I can always be waiting, waiting on you. No, I can always be playing, playing your fool.
To the bridge.
Keep playing your part, but it's not my scene. Want this plot to twist, I had enough mystery. Keep building it up, but you're shooting me down. I'm already down, just wait a minute. If I was in your position, I'd put down all my ammunition. I'd wonder why it had taken me so long. But Lord knows that I'm not you. And if I was, I wouldn't be so cruel. Cause waiting on love ain't so easy to do. No, I can always be waiting, waiting on you. No, I can always playing, playing your fool.
Two more times.
can always be waiting, waiting on you. No, I can always be playing, playing your fool, fool no more.
Nice. Want to take the SoCal sound with you anywhere? Download the SoCal Sound app to your mobile device. You could stream the SoCal Sound 24/7. See what song just played on our playlist, listen to an archived show, read an article from our newsfeed, stay up to date, or watch a SoCal Sound session. It's all there, and it's now Apple CarPlay and Android Auto compatible. Download the SoCal Sound app today.
Beautiful. So live in studio on this Friday afternoon, we got Jack Johnson with the brothers Gutierrez, Estevan and Alejandro. G-Love is here as well. And there's a lot of things coming together in this room right now. I think the first thing I wanted to ask you, Jack, is the new single, which came out today, Hold On To The Light. We played it on the morning show. How did you and Alejandro and Estevan get together? How did you guys meet up and decide to make music together?
I've been loving these guys' music for years now, and it was really exciting to hear that there was a connection that was there I didn't know about, that they had come to a few of our shows when, I don't know, how old were you when you said?
It was like 20 years ago. We were big fans. I mean, we still are big fans. Hey. But yeah, we saw you, and we were always like jamming to your songs.
In Locarno, right?
You said yeah, it was? Yeah, in yeah. Switzerland and Zurich, and it was such a big moment when we heard that you wanted to work with us, and so we got so excited.
Yeah, it's always really fun to collaborate, and then there's history there. It's a little known fact that Estevan shreds in the water. He's a ripper. We surfed yesterday Rincon, and he got a bomb. He got a really good one. He hadn't surfed in 8 years.
8 years, yeah.
And he got a really long, great wave. I was really impressed, actually. And but he had grown up, and he had seen our surf movies when we were making Thicker Than Water and September Sessions. I used to make surf films before the music, and I didn't know, but they had seen the old surf films back in the day. And so anyways, it all kind of came together. There was sort of the collaboration, but there was this history, and it just became really fun to hang out and get to know each other. And so we started working on this documentary that's sort of about that era of making the surf films. And as we were doing that, I thought, oh, it'd be really fun to reach out to these guys, see if they'd want to help me kind of score the film. So we were sending little ideas back and forth, and Alejandro had sent this guitar riff, and I didn't tell him because I wasn't sure I'd write lyrics over it, but I wrote some. And I recorded them just kind of on the phone style, and then I sent them back, and then we just started building this new song called Hold On To The Light. I'd lost a really close friend of mine a year ago, and so had him in my mind. He was in the surf films, my friend Tamayo Perry. Just looking through those old images and footage, anyways, a lot of those lyrics started coming out. Really going through this process is what the song came about, of going through the old stuff and holding on to memories, holding on to the light. That was the idea of the song.
Let's talk a little bit about the movies. I think that's when I first met you, I think, 20-odd years ago. And Thicker Than Water, as you mentioned, in September Sessions. Now, both of those films have been restored, right, from the original 16mm film.
Yeah, that's the cool thing with old film. You know, it's a lot of times, like, formats kind of get lost in this digital era. You might lose an old hard drive or something, but we were able to go back to the actual 16mm footage and then get it basically retransferred, and we did it better than we did the last time around. It was like 4K or whatever. I'm bad with the technical stuff, but it's even better than it used to be, and we're putting those films back out. Kind of the music career started right around the same time that everything switched over from DVDs. Like, we had it on VHS, then we had it on DVD. That was the new big deal, and then we never really got it to a place where you could see the films online, and so we're finally getting those out, which is exciting for us to get those old films back out. That was really where all the original songs on the first couple albums came from, was just traveling on these surf films and writing songs about things I was seeing, or just reflecting on things back home, just having time on these surf film trips to write music.
Now, talking about those films, I believe this weekend, on Saturday and Sunday, tomorrow, you're playing, the movies are going to screen, and you guys are going to score them live. Is that correct? It's Laguna, the Pageants of the Masters?
It's at Coast Film Festival in Laguna, and we're going to be doing that. We did it last night. It was really fun. We'd only made it through the whole film once rehearsing, And it was a lot of improvising, a lot of jamming, but we're trying to kind of link up the original soundtrack with the live parts and doing our best. So it's actually a really fun new challenge, and it was cool. All these guys joined me, so it was a little different than normal. Usually if I called G Love on stage, it takes about like 5 minutes. We have to play an extra song because he's not around. He's drinking backstage or something. No, and this time around, we got to hit our marks because I'm kidding. He's a timely guy. But it's always, you know, you got the film doesn't stop, so you got to get up there in time. So as we're playing one song, Actually while Garrett was up there, then Hermanos Gutierrez had to come and slide into their spots to get their guitars plugged in to make sure they hit their part. And so it was really fun for us. We've never done something like that before, and we're excited to do it again this weekend.
And so let's talk about next year, because when does the new film come out, Surf Film Music, which of course ties everything together?
Yeah, I think it comes out in the spring. You know, it's really been like just an evolution where we started going through the old films to get them transferred again, and we went through all the old footage and the extra stuff we never used, and we started kind of seeing a story there. And I also found a bunch of footage that I didn't know I had of my family. It literally has like my first steps into my mom. Like my mom catches me, and like, you know, this day and age, you don't really get that stuff. Wow. I mean, we capture everything on the phones of our kids now.
Yeah.
Right.
But I didn't think I had footage of me as a baby. I never seen any. And I got this old Super 8 footage that we found, and it's my brother surfing and skateboarding and stuff when we're all kids. And so
that's awesome.
It kind of just ended up becoming where we found this footage of when I surfed in the Pipe Master trials, and it just like the story kept unfolding. And weird enough, we're putting out this documentary, I guess, and it's so I think it's coming out in the spring, but we'll see. It keeps evolving.
and then next year as well, after that, you kick off a pretty big tour, 43 dates, I'm told, starting in June. And I know that it comes to the Hollywood Bowl in October for 2 nights. And I was talking to Esteban Alejandro before we went live a little bit about this, and they are so excited to be playing the Hollywood Bowl with you. And you probably know that, but they were at the Greek. They were at the Greek earlier on this year.
They're shaking their head at me right now, saying we're not that excited. No. Are you guys excited or what?
We are.
Yeah. and I believe that they're going to be on tour with you, and I think that Garrett's going to be doing some of the live shows with you as well, right? East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. We're the whole run, and we got Lake Street Dive doing some shows too, and I'm really excited because, you know, just after spending a few days together, we keep working out new songs and new ideas and everything. And after a whole tour, it's like you get a whole set list together. Like Garrett and I have so much history, even if we don't have a chance to rehearse and we have to jump on a stage, we got about 15 songs we could dive into, you know. And it's so anyways, looking forward to having that.
I think
that
you guys need to do the Hermanos Jack Johnson record.
Yeah, well,
it'll be so
we've recorded
a whole record.
Thanks, man. I mean, we would love to. Yeah, let's do it. We recorded a bunch of songs already, and then there's kind of sitting there waiting to be worked on more. So hopefully we'll work on those or some new ones, or we'll see.
Wow.
I'm down. You guys down?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. Well,
we grew up listening to Jack Johnson, and yeah, it's a full circle moment for us to be here. So yeah, very grateful. Thank you, Jack.
And you actually only met in person a couple of months ago, right? You were talking for a little while, but you actually only got into the studio together a couple of months ago.
It was fun.
Seems to be working out pretty good so far.
It's been great. And, you know, we got in the studio and it was like, met the first day. I think we recorded that new track the second day and then kind of did the vocals the third day. It all just went real quick. We kind of just went with all of our original ideas, whatever parts came quick. And it's kind of a campfire vibe song, you know, sitting around together and playing.
I know you're going to play that new song for us before we wrap up in just a couple of moments. But before we get into that, just very quickly, Jack, talking about the new documentary, going back through all this footage, going back through your life and the various aspects of your career and all of that to make this documentary at this moment in your life, what was that like and how do you feel about the finished piece?
You know, I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know how I feel. It's really weird. I feel very fortunate. You know, it's been a really fun run. Making the surf films was a dream come true. I never imagined I'd get a job that cool. And then when the music thing started happening, it was so crazy. And I met Garrett right around that time. I would not have had a music career if Garrett and I didn't run into each other and go for a surf one day, because guys like Garrett and Ben Harper take me under their wing and bringing me out on tour before I was ready. That's a big part of kind of what the film ends up being about. It's when friends see things in you before you see them in yourselves, and supporting each other and encouraging each other. And I think that's one thing I really want to one reason I want to make the film. It's sort of the idea is just make stuff, you know. It's sort of it's all about inspiring younger people to make things, and just for making them, not for, you know, any other reason, just to create. And I always tell my kids, try to create more media than you consume, and you know, make songs, make little movies at home, make drawings and paintings and whatever. It's like, it's fine to consume media, that's the world we're in now, but it's like, use that as an inspiration to make stuff, you know. And so I don't know, that's one theme through the movie, is just make a bunch of stuff and create things. And that's been a fun run. I can't believe how much fun music we've been able to make, and movies and all that stuff. So I guess that's kind of the reason to dive into it.
Yeah, I love that thread, you know, the idea of making stuff that didn't exist before at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That's what it is for me anyway. You go, wow, I did that, and that didn't exist until I did it.
That's exactly it. That's a perfect way to put it.
Making something out of nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And with no expectations, and as you talked about, you know, we live in strange and difficult times, and trying to make a living in this business is not easy for people. So if you go into it just because you want to do it, then maybe good things can come out of that, rather than because, you know, well, maybe if I did this song and I put this word in, somebody would put it in a movie or something.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So good to have you all in the studio together. Jack, to see you again. Garrett, I met you in Woodstock many moons ago, and you were always such a delight to have on the airwaves over there. So good to see you again.
Thanks, Nick. It's great to be here, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
And to the brothers Gutierrez, I know you've been at the radio station before, but it's our first time meeting. Pleasure to have you here. So lots of great stuff coming up next year. Saturday and Sunday tomorrow at Laguna. I believe it's sold out, but, you know, if you can scam a ticket, do yourself a favor. Jack Johnson and the Moonshine Conspiracy. And you are going to wrap it up with the new song. Tell us a little bit about the track and then play us out.
Yeah, so this the recording is just Hermanos Gutierrez and myself, and then we got Garrett in here. He's going to blow some harp with us. Yeah. It sounds really beautiful. I think one thing... We had Rob Machado come and sit in one day. We did a little recording, and we had it's an idea is just whoever's around play the song. It's a really fun song just to play. It's a pretty simple song, you know, but it has a nice feeling. And so I like the idea of playing it with lots of different musicians, and it's fun to have Garrett in here with us today doing this version.
All right.
So here we go.
When dawn comes back, I won't trust the light, 'cause everything it shines on has to say goodbye. And when dawn comes back, I won't laugh at the sun or the waves when they bend and pretend that they won't come undone. We'll play it back in stereo. I want you by my side. Soak it up enough, we can hold on to the light. Hold on to the light. If I take a picture, could I stop it in its tracks? I know there's nothing I can do to bring it back. 'Cause the light that comes in, well, it tends to just go where it wants. Why do I write it down? Will it ever be enough? If we lift up all the memories, can we carry on the love? The light that it bends as it falls through the lens and pretends that it won't come undone. Back in stereo, I want you by my side. Soak it up enough, we can hold on to the light. Hold on to the light, yeah. We'll play it back in stereo. I want you by my side. Soak it up enough, we can hold on to the light. Hold on to the light. back in stereo. I want you by my side. Soak it up enough. Hold on to the light. Hold on to the light.
All right, thanks, guys. So good to see you, have you in studio, and looking forward to seeing you at the Hollywood Bowl next year.
Yeah, thanks so much, Nick. Really appreciate it. It's an honor to be with you.
Acoustic, dream pop, and more. Quiet is the new loud on the SoCal Sound.
The SoCal Sound sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Nick Harcourt. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.